Right, so all here this morning, why are we celebrating harvest? Why do you do all this? Well, I guess the verse that we have here at the top of the church here, and the verse that's here on the screen that we've already said a number of times this morning, gives us a good reason, doesn't it? The Bible says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. How do you know if somebody loves you? You see it through the things that they do. If someone says to you they love you, but actually there's nothing else to show for it, it's just words. But God shows his love to us in so many wonderful ways. And this morning we're thinking particularly about how God shows his love to us in the wonderful things that we enjoy, that he provides for us, that we just have day by day. And so we say, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. But you know, if you go back earlier in the Bible, to nearer the beginning of the Bible, we're told about something really special. God said to his people, I want you to have a number of kind of celebrations and festivals. And one of the ones that he told them about in Leviticus chapter 23 and the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16, they sound heavy, don't they? But they're near the beginning of the Bible. One of the things he told his people about was something called the Feast of Tabernacles. And that sounds a bit strange as well, doesn't it? Or sometimes it's called the Feast of Booths. Or almost, if you like, the Feast of Tents. And it's not saying that you're meant to eat tents, but at that time, tabernacles, tents, booths all came into it. So, shall I try and explain what's going on? It's going back to near the beginning of the Bible. See, yeah, you've got God's people, that was good. You've got God's people, and when it came to harvest time, they'd go out into their orchards and they'd pick the fruit. They'd go into their olive groves. They would pick the fruit that was there as well. They would harvest their fields. They would gather in all the harvest, just as at this time of the year in our country, a lot of the farmers have been gathering in the harvest and will be doing so over the next few weeks, potatoes and things. So they had a time when they went and they gathered in all the harvest. And God said to them, once you have gathered in all the harvest and you've seen all the good things that are there for you to enjoy that have come from me, it's okay to have a party. And he said, everyone should be involved in this party. Your sons and your daughters, any servants you've got, any people who are visiting your neighborhood. The Bible calls them aliens, but I don't think it means people from outer space. It means people not from where you are. So people from other countries, other districts, if they're there, invite them in. If there are people who don't have a mum or a dad, or people who don't have a husband or wife, invite them in and have a great big celebration and have a party. And it can last for a week. Can you imagine that? We do it all in an hour. They were given a week to celebrate God's goodness to them in the harvest. And they would go for it. One of the conditions also was that they brought their gifts to God too. So it wasn't just about me and me enjoying myself. It was about saying thank you to God, and it was also giving to him as well. Everybody had to give as well. And that's right, isn't it? If we've got so many lovely things, just as we have this morning, we kind of present these things to God so that they'll be useful for other people, so that they can benefit as well. So at the Feast of Tabernacles, they were to have this great big party. And you know, this picture here and the front of the church and the windowsills, the next picture here and the windowsills that are so beautiful and the front of the church and all the things that you've brought this morning, just speak to us again, don't we, about how fortunate we are. We have so much. So the first thing about the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Booths back there at the beginning of the Bible was at a time, once you brought in the harvest, to deliberately stop, to think about it, to engage, and to say thank you to God and to remember other people round about you. That's good, isn't it? That's what we're trying to do this morning. It is what we're doing. We're saying thank you, Lord, for these lovely things. And we're also thinking of other people as well. That's the first thing. But what's this kind of Feast of the Tabernacle thing about. Feast of the Booths. Well, let me explain it to you like this. See this here picture here? That's what you call a bivouac. Those of you who are into kind of bushcraft and all that sort of style, all the men in the church, you've got your own axe. You love nothing better to do than to go down the woods and chop wood. Apparently, I don't know if that's true or not. I've got a boy who's like that, my middle son. He's got an axe, and he just loves going down the woods and chopping things up. Well, that's fine, isn't it? Look, when I was at school, your kind of age, when I was 9 years old, I went away to a school where you stayed there all the time. So at the end of lessons, I didn't get going home. I had to stay in the school. I had my evening dinner in the school. I had a bed in the school. I slept in the school. It was only during holiday time that I went home to my house, to where my mum and dad were. The rest of the year, I was at what's called a boarding school. And so, for 6 weeks maybe at a time, I'd be there, breakfast, chapel, school, lessons, tea time, have a shower, bedtime, everything happened, okay. And that was fine. I was okay with that. Mrs. Doherty might think differently, but I was okay with it. But when it came to about July, well, we had an orchard at school. Now, that was handy in the autumn because when the apples were growing, we used to go and eat them to supplement the meager diet we were on. But in about July time, in this big orchard, it was huge. The grass used to grow really, really long. And in about July, they used to cut all the grass down and bring it down to a kind of normal level. And there'd be all this hay, dried out grass. And for the first couple of days, we used to go up and we used to have grass fights, kind of throwing grass at each other, a bit like snowballs and stuff like that. And then we used to make bivouacs. So what you do is you get an apple tree with a nice branch that comes out like this. You go into the woods and you chop down some branches and sticks or anything you find lying around, and you lean it up against it, and you make like a kind of framework. And then all that hay and all that straw that there was lying around, we used to sort of load it up on the branches to make like a little den, really. And we had our own little kind of hut. We used to call it a bivouac, and we used to make those. And then what we used to do was, and we'd put straw on the floor, and then what we'd do is, we'd go back and we'd get the blankets off our beds. We didn't have quilts in those days, not in those days. We used to get the blankets off our beds, and we used to bring it along, and we were actually allowed to sleep out during the week in the bivouacs at school. Madness. It'd never be allowed today. But it was great. And so the teachers used to kind of hover around for a bit, and then around about 10 o'clock they'd disappear. And then we'd kind of raid each other and run around in the dark, and somebody would clonk into a branch, and it was really good stuff, really exciting. It was like a temporary shelter. Then after a few days, probably because we're all falling asleep at school the next day, they used to stop us doing it. But it was great fun, making like a shelter, a temporary shelter that we did. I mean, some of you will have something more like this, more like a tent. And the word tabernacle means tent, really, or a kind of booth thing. And of course, these things are things you can put up and take down. Put it up, sleep, take it down, move on. Put it up, sleep, take it down, move on. And the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths, it had two things going on. God was saying, do you remember that I'm the God who provides for you? I give you everything you need. Harvest is a reminder of how much I provide for you. But this tenting bit, that was about God saying to them, do you remember the time when you were in Egypt and you were stuck, you were captives, and I came and I rescued you And I led you day by day from Egypt to a new land. And as you traveled day by day, you had to stop every now and again. You had to put up your shelters. And you had to stay, and then you had to move on. And this Feast of the Tabernacles was God saying to them two things, really. I've always provided for you. When you've been in the land and when you were on the road, I've provided for you. And don't forget the time you were on the road, because I'm the God who rescued you and took you from a bad place and brought you to something really, really good. So Harvest Thanksgiving, which we read about right at the beginning of the Bible, Deuteronomy 15, 16, and Leviticus 23, it's saying two things. Don't forget, God gives. He provides. Every year they were to have this festival to stop and remember God's goodness. And don't forget that I've shown you my goodness to you in a really powerful way. That I'm the God who rescued you and took you from Egypt to the promised land. And so for 7 days, while they were having the festival, thanking God for all the food, they'd sleep out in their tents to remind them of how God had rescued them. And this morning, as we come to a close, we want to pause and remember that God has provided for us. He really has provided for us, not just with food, not just with clothes, but he's provided for us in every way. He's the God who in Jesus has come to rescue us, to bring forgiveness from our sin, freedom from our guilt, and a new life in the Lord Jesus, something that will last forever. And so that verse that we're having a lot today, it really fits, and we're going to have it one more time as it comes there on the screen, because actually all of us, I hope, would really want to say this from the bottom of our hearts when we think about everything that God has done for us. Not just through the lovely goods that we have, but also through his love to us in Jesus. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. You know, when we have a can of fruit cocktail, once we've eaten it, it's gone. It's finished. And it's very lovely, and that's part of God's provision for us. But this verse reminds us that God doesn't run out. When God gives himself to us, he's there always, forever. His love endures forever. So we've got lots of reasons this morning to say thank you to God, and lots of reasons to come to the Lord Jesus and to know him for ourselves. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. At the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus says this: if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And Jesus still says that. If you're thirsty, then ultimately your deepest thirst can be quenched through coming to Jesus.